we present Kipling in Love. 8 plays based on short stories by Rudyard Kipling, dramatized by Ed Thompson. Steve Hodson plays Leroy, Julia Ford, Liza, Jack Clough, Mulvaney, and Terry John, authoress, in On Greenhow Hill. A Ridge in the Himalayas, 1885.
Your hand in mine is cold, my dear. My words of love you will not hear. I go my way, don't mean you no sorrow. Another calls my name, and I must follow.
Ahoy! Abedin! Bahadur! Where are you?
Who's all that? Oh, go, not again.
Come out to pretend, as I have done, and spy the English! Don't kill your own kid! Come out to me!
Bloody hell, shut up, Roderick. What a blooming canvas the man's coming.
Sentry! What's going on?
It's that deserter from the native regiment, sir. He's going to call out his mates to join him. He thinks that his dessert came already, sir.
Shall I try again, sir?
No, lie down. I won't have the whole camp firing off rounds all round the clock. But go out and shoot him in the morning.
Yeah. There you go. Something to do on your day off.
Is that an order, sir?
Silence in the tent, sir. Get your rest, men.
Your turn to threat today, me boy. Oh, stick that road good and straight now.
We'll do a good job.
We're going to get your deserter. You didn't knock him out last night by any chance, any of you?
No. The pig went away mocking us.
Oh, good, huh?
I had one shot at him. He's my cousin and I ought to appear to dishonor. But good luck to you, huh?
We'll give you a full report.
Yeah.
He's the head of the wood.
Aye. He's got to stick to the water course yonder for the cover.
Yeah, right in my sights. Where were they here? They ain't half so blooming dusty neither. Oh, lovely. This is something like, eh? What a heavenly clear drop for a bullet across. How much do you make it, Mulvaney?
700. Maybe a trifle less, because the air is so thin up high here.
Just get Leroy and the bloody mixed pickles. He gets picked because they're supposed to be marksmen and scare off the country firing at nothing.
Try a sighting shot. And then, making all the row. There's a red rock yonder to be sure to pass. Quick!
All right. I'll sight at 600 yards. Oh, dear my. Oh, that's good enough. You sneak your sights on mine, Mulvaney. You're a little lower. You're always firing high, but remember, first shot to me. Oh, lordy, but it's a lovely afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Smell that fine smell. Lovely. And nobody told him pretty white violets. Their season is long past. They like it too.
Keep your head down, Arthur. Them mixed pickers is getting mighty close.
Yeah, silly buggers will fire at anything that moves. There we are. One of them right on top of us.
It's Jack.
Over here! Jack!
What are you two doing up here?
Hello, Leroy. Had a scuffle with the enemy. Looks like you put a bullet right through your tunic.
You all right?
They'll talk to me about enemy.
We've not seen them. They were one of them dumb gardeners of pickles, firing to the right when in order were here. If I knew we wanted to rip the hide off them. Look at this tunic, all torn to hell.
You're well off of that, Jack. Stay here.
Yeah, I'll show you some firing later on.
Take some baggage, Jack, and settle yourself down. Sure. Oh. We have a soft bed of pine needles and look, wee flowers for you to sniff on.
Aye. I've seen them. Does seem queer.
About him yonder we're waiting on.
Deserting and all. He'll be a blundering sight queerer when I've done with him.
I make no doubt he had his reasons for deserting, but my faith, I make less doubt every man has good reason for killing him.
Well, that they were the lass tied up with. Men do more than more for the sake of a lass.
They make most of us enlist. They've no manner of right to make us desert.
Aye, they make us enlist. Well, their fathers do.
You're blasted sentimental all of a sudden. Are you thinking of your last new shame?
Yeah, lad. I was but thinking about what happened.
What has happened, you lumbering child of calamity, that you're suggesting invidious excuses for the man Stanley's going to kill? Spit it out. Come on now. It takes an earthquake or a bullet grease to fetch aught out of you.
Aye. Yon spur of an hill there puts me in mind of Yorkshire. I can squinty at it and be away from these damned Himalayas back on Rumbold Moor. High above Skipton Town on Greenhow Hill. You could tell Greenhow Hill folk by the red apple colours of the cheeks and the blue eyes. Driven into pinpoints by wind. The miners, mostly. Burrowing for lead in the hillside. Rufus mining I've ever seen. Following the trail of the old vein, same as a field ratter. What was you doing there? Oh, what a young chap then, working mostly with horses carting. Coal and lead ore. I didn't belong to that countryside, me rights. I went there because of a little difference at home. And at first, I fell in with a rough lot. Well, one night, I must have had more than I could stand, and I comes down in a ditch and were knocked stupid-like. When I come to me sen, it were morning. And I were lying on a settle in Liza Rowantree's house.
You to lie still while Dr. Warburton comes. Here, drink this.
Oh, yeah.
My father found you when he was going to work and carried you here on his back.
Oh, I'm sorry, like.
Eh, but you're young to be getting drunk and such like.
Maybe so.
Spoil your good looks. As only your arm has broke this time, it might be your head next time. A lad like you should be making something of himself. Why don't you give up the drinking, eh?
Well, that I will, if you say so.
Now then, what have you been up to?
Breaking your thick head.
Let's have a look at you. Well, at least he's come round. Spark out you were when I fetched him here.
Well, what do you think, young Liza?
Oh, the arm's broke.
Oh, aye. You can help me set that. Now broken on top, though. He's no but knocked a bit sillier than ordinary. Now then, Jesse, you must let this oaf bide with you here a bit, and you and Liza can tend to him. Oh, he's scarce worth the trouble. I'm out me off work and on the sick club, Jack Leroy, for a couple of months and more. Never mind I. Doesn't I think there's a fool taking a skinful and falling on your head?
Aye, that were how I come to know Liza Rowantree.
Your hand in mine.
There's some tune she used to sing. She were all a singing. As fetches green how hill back before my eyes.
I go my way, dominion or sorrow.
Bravo! Bravo! The lad's got an ear, how nice.
Yeah. Right, the natural thing.
Go away.
No, I mean it. You've a beautiful voice.
I tell you what, big strapping chap like you, how do you fancy learning the cello yonder?
The big fiddle?
Aye. Willie Satterthwaite used to play it at chapel, but he's grown deaf, I suppose.
I couldn't even lift it with his arms.
Your arm will soon mend, Jack. I think it's a good idea.
Well, all right, then. I'll give it a go.
Now you, Jack.
Yeah.
No. You must go with gentle lad to start with. Piano, lad, piano.
I thought it was a cello.
Time to put the kettle on.
So I did my best. Liza let me to sing duets with her, and I went to chapel where she and Jesse let singing. Even when my arm mended, there were all us round there.
It's right good of you, young Jack, to help me like this.
Nay, snout.
Oh, not to you, no. But it wins me sometimes to the digging.
Well, I'll do it for thee from now on. You love this little patch, don't you?
I do that. Just sometimes... I feel closer to God here than I do in chapel.
Aye, sir. I see every day Moses' carriage coming.
All right, oh. I must go and take this mucky apron off. Don't you tell me father I said that about the garden. Our little secret. Jack?
Aye. There were a black drop in it all. And it were a man in a long black coat has brought it.
Good day to you, young Jack. How goes it?
Well, not so bad, Reverend Barraclough.
Oh, Jack.
I do.
You must call me Amos. I want no ceremony between us. We're all the same, you know, before God. Now, where's Liza? I've brought her that book of verses.
Aye. He were keen on saving Liza Rowntree's soul and all. I could have killed him many a time. And one day the jealousy boiled up in me and I broke out. I borrowed the brass from Liza.
What? This bottle's empty.
Oh. Let's go get us another.
I like something. 4 days I were gone. But I couldn't stay away from her. And back I went, tail between my legs.
I'm surprised at you, Jack. You promised me you'd not touch it again.
I'm not surprised.
Father.
It don't father me. And as for you, Jack Learoyd, you've gotten to choose which way it's going to be.
How does that mean?
I'll have nobody across my doorstep as goes to drinking and borrows my lass's money to do it.
Now, pardon me, Jesse. I know I'm only a guest in your house, but I'm with Liza on this.
But
I don't think temper is a help.
Well, up in your right, Reverend. Any road? I've said my piece.
Now then, Jack, you must realise it's only you yourself who suffers when you lower yourself in this way. I'm talking about your real self, Jack, because behind that rough exterior of yours, I see a soul, brilliant as any other's, just waiting to be brought to salvation.
Oh, he had a way of laying older folk as made them think they'd never had a fender for her. And what with Liza looking at me, I were fair ashamed of me then. So, I become what they called a changed character.
Now then, lads, watch out. Make way for Holy Jack Learoyd.
Hurry up, Learoyd. Don't keep preacher waiting.
Silly Learoyd, what are they going to make me a preacher?
Hey, Wednesday's going to preach, tell us.
Well, come and listen to this.
Hey, hold that door. He's not got white choker on yet, have you, Jack?
If it were a Monday, and I weren't a member of the Primitive Methodists, I'd leather the lot of you.
All right. You and who's army?
But I kept my fist hard in the bottom of my Sunday coat. And I stuck to the church going and the choir singing. For Lila's sake. Then, one night after choir practice, Liza was took bad.
How is she, Jack?
Yeah, I don't know. Dr. Warbottom's up there now.
I feared this might happen. She's always been weakly, and she does too much.
Is she all right, Doctor? Can I go?
Oh, nay, lad. I don't want you cluttering round her. She'll be better anon. You just be patient.
Is it the same as before, Doctor?
I'm afraid so, Reverend. I'll call back in the morning.
The Reverend Amos used to read to her as she lay there propped up among the pillars. And then she began to mend a bit and they let me carry it at Settle. And when it got warm again, she went about same as before. The preacher and me was a deal together in them days. In one way, we were rare good comrades.
You know, I envy you, Jack.
How come?
Your work in the mine. So rugged, so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I mean it. Oh, I'd love to go down into the bowels of the earth and see how the Lord has built the framework of the everlasting hills.
Come down with us tomorrow, then. You'll see how exciting it is. The talk was him and Liza would be wed when she were better. And I couldn't get her to say yea or nay to it. Thought of it made me mad, and by God, when I got him down there in dark, all my religion fell away and I plain hated him.
Incredible! Magnificent!
You're not scared, then?
Scared? My goodness, no! Wonderful experience!
They call this here Garstang's Copper Hole, where Beck goes into a pit there's no rope in Greenark and plump death.
Oh, nature can be awesome, eh?
Aye. Come here a minute, Amos.
What is it? Doctor! Jack, what are you doing?
I want to show thee summit.
Please, we'll fall. Jack, please, put me down.
It's a long way down, ain't it? Black as hell.
Please, Jack, what slip have we both got?
There's to be one at Covenanters. The army for Liza.
Jack, this is hopeless. Believe me.
Is thee afraid for that, then? Why don't you squirm, damn it? But I have thee at my mercy.
Nay, but I'm afraid for thee, my poor lad, and knows naught.
What the come in?
I've often thought that thou ought to know, but oh, 'twas hard to tell thee.
Tell me what?
Lies a wrong treat for neither of us, nor for nobody on this earth.
What's it talking about?
Dr. Warbottom says, and he knows her, and her mother before her, that she is in a decline, and she cannot live 6 months longer. He's known it for many a day.
Steady,
Jack! Steady! Oh, come away from me, Hedgeland!
And that weak little man pulled me back and talked it all over quiet-like. And I began to think him more of a man than I'd give him credit for.
Hello, Jack.
I've brought you these.
Violets. They're lovely. Thank you.
Yes, that's welcome.
Jack, what is it?
It's out. Note.
Who's told thee? Well, I see thy nose.
Oh, Liza.
Liza. Now then,
Come here to me, lad.
Dr. Warbottom said as how the Greenhow air were too keen for her, and they moved to Bradford. The same back end of the year, Reverend Amos were appointed to another circuit, and I were left to myself in Greenhow Hill. I tried hard to stick to chapel, but it weren't the same. Without Liza's voice to follow in singing.
Now then, look who's here.
Aye, and not supping communion, why?
Suck a mouth. And fetch us more ale.
I can't tell how I got through that time. Anyhow, come winter, I gave up my job and went to Bradford.
Hello, Jesse.
Is it thee, Jack Learyd? Hmm? I'm sweating ill, I see.
I've come to see how Liza is.
I'll not have a weekend for a nout like thee.
She's going fast, and she must go in peace. Thou'lt never be good for naught in the world, and as long as thou lives, thou'lt never play the big fiddle. Get away, lad, get away!
Now then, same again for thee, lad.
Aye, why not? Same again, landlord.
Oh, my son. There you are, landlord.
Thanks.
Now move for yourself, Sergeant.
Aye, another stout.
Aye, come on up, Sergeant. Now then, son, what are you doing supping here in the middle of the afternoon? No job to go to?
No.
Oh, strapping lad like yourself? Good soldiering material. From around here, aren't you?
Nope. Job is Skipton there.
All family there, are they?
No. I've got my family.
Same as me. You might be me 5 years since. Yeah, look at me now, eh? Pulls the lasses the nose, this lovely red coat. Never thought of taking the Queen's shillings.
Hey, Sergeant.
Aye. Yeah. Give us two of your best malts.
So, that were it. I enlisted there and then. Took the widow's shilling and had a bunch of ribbons pinned in me hat.
Thou's come back again with the devil's colours flying, hmm? Thy true colours, I'll be bound.
I must see Liza.
Pop up my dead body.
For God's sake, Jesse.
Don't take his name in vain, lad.
I'm sorry, Jesse, I'm going away. To India. I just want to say goodbye to her.
Jesse?
Hmm?
Liza says Jack Learyd's to come up.
Go on then, lad. But they'll be quiet here. Though she's rare and weak.
Her eyes were all alive with light, but her cheeks were thin. Thin to frighten a man.
Nay, father. You must not say the devil's colours. Them ribbons is pretty. Hey, come here to me, young Jack Learyd, and let me put them straight for thee. Hey, but I'd like to see me in the red coat, Jack. For that was always my own lad. My very own lad. And none else.
Oh, Liza.
Now, you must get away, lad. And you must hold up like a man and a Christian. I'll pray for thee.
Sergeant.
Well then, Private Learyd. You've
seen your sweetheart?
I have seen her.
Well, we'll have a quart now. And you'll do your best to forget her.
I sergeant.
Landlord!
And, I've been forgetting her ever since.
Hey, up.
What do you see, Stanley?
Down there, look. Coming to the red rock we were sighting on.
Hey, I see a little speck of white come crawling.
It's him. Now then. Come on. Come on. You little beggar.
That's a clean shot, little man.
A beauty. He won't get up, that's for sure.
Happened the last tied up with him and all.
Your hand in mine is cold, my dear. My words of love you will not hear. I go my way, dominion or sorrow. Another calls my name, and I must follow.
In On Greenhow Hill by Rudyard Kipling, Steve Hodson played Leroy, Julia Ford, Liza, Jack Claff, Mulvaney, and Terry John, Authoress. Barry J. Gordon played Jesse, John Evetts, the Reverend Barraclough, and Gareth Armstrong, Dr. Warbottom. Other parts were played by Michael Onslow, Harry Stamper, Amajit Dew, Dominic Letts, Elaine Claxton, and Lyndon Gregory. Original music was composed and played by Trevor Allen Davis. On Greenhow Hill was dramatized by Ed Thomason and directed by Adrian Bean.